USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The FDA and CDC have okayed the Pfizer booster shot for 16 and 17-year-olds.
50 million people now have gotten their booster shots. And we're getting people their booster shots at a record pace. Roughly a million people a day.
Chicago jurors found Empire actor Jussie Smollett guilty on 5 of 6 counts of disorderly conduct. Smollett was charged with making false reports to police that he was the victim of a hate crime that he himself orchestrated in 2019. Smollett faces up to 3 years in prison, but is likely to receive a sentence of probation as he has no prior criminal record. After hearing from 13 witnesses over multiple days of testimony, the panel of 6 men and 6 women deliberated for more than 9 hours before reaching a verdict. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
A federal appeals court has ruled against former President Trump's efforts to block the National Archives from releasing his White House records to the House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. The U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia said its ruling will be put on hold for 2 weeks, though, to allow Trump to appeal to the Supreme Court. The panel says the documents are needed to properly carry out the investigation and determine what Trump knew before, during, and after the attack. Former President Trump said the documents, which included phone call logs, visitor logs, drafts of speeches, memos, and handwritten notes, should be protected under executive privilege. In the ruling, they said former President Trump has given this court no legal reason to cast aside President Biden's assessment of the executive branch's interests at stake or to create a separation of powers conflict that the political branches have avoided. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
An independent investigative British-based tribunal said in a report that China has committed genocide against the Muslim minority Uyghur population and other ethnic minorities in the western part of the Asian nation. In the 63-page report, the tribunal said that Beijing had subjected the Uyghur people to unconscionable cruelty and crimes against humanity. It concluded that the actions amounted to genocide. U.S. and Western officials have said that as many as 2 million Uyghurs and other Muslim minorities in China's Xinjiang province have been placed in a network of detention centers. They've been subjected to forced torture, labor, and sexual abuse, and many are being detained without any justification. The report accuses top Chinese officials, including President Xi Jinping, for the humanitarian crisis.
The Senate passed a resolution to defund and repeal President Biden's private sector vaccine mandate Wednesday. Republican Senator from Wisconsin, Ron Johnson, on the Senate floor.
First of all, can we all acknowledge that there's so much that we do not know about the coronavirus, about COVID, the disease, or about the COVID vaccines? Our response to COVID, as a result, has been in reaction to very imperfect information.
The final vote was 52-48. Democrat Senators Joe Manchin and John Tester of Montana joined Republicans to vote in favor of the repeal.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.